for the Thayer Bobcats as they are going to play in the state sectionals. And we've got Bobcat head coach Matt Pitts on the line. Matt, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, we're doing good. How are you?
I'm so excited about this game tonight. I mentioned a while ago, I wish we could just play it at noon because it's going to be a long day waiting for it.
Yeah, it's a long wait. I would vote for that too. If we could play it noon, that'd be great.
All right. Well, let's talk about it then. Charleston, boy, you know, if you're a basketball coach or a basketball fan, you know the success of Charleston over the years. I looked it up this morning. They have won 11 state championships in their school history. And that's, I think, 11 more than Thayer has in boys basketball. So this is a monumental challenge just from that standpoint tonight.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, that's what I told the kids. As far as when you think about big-time games against big-time programs and I throw us in there as a tradition-rich program.
Absolutely.
You're just talking about two teams that are going to hook it up tonight and get to play. I mean, this is a really big deal, and to get to play it at home is really going to be really a neat thing, I think.
Yeah, home fans could really make a difference in a game like this.
Oh, gosh. I hope everybody – I mean, yeah. If you don't know how to get online, they're going to help you here at school and get a ticket. We sure appreciate everybody that can get over here. Get over here.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. So tell us, what have you learned about Charleston as you've been researching here?
It'll be typical Charleston. I mean, it'll be some full court man-to-man with a little bit of full court pressure out of man sets and run and jump type stuff. You know, they rebound it really well, very quick, very athletic. Like we said, just kind of typical Charleston. They're going to do what they always do, and we've got to be ready for that and hope that we can combat that a little bit and just see how it goes.
Yeah, Coach, who would you compare them to on our schedule that we have played this year? Is there anybody there that you can compare them to?
They're just so different in what they do. But, you know, Viola, as from an athletic standpoint and quickness, I would compare them to them. You know, we play some summer games against, you know, some Springfield schools such as Parkview and some people like that. So that kind of prepares us for this type of thing, I hope. But Viola on a regular schedule, just from an athletic standpoint and a quickness standpoint, would probably be the closest thing.
Okay. All right, so what's key to a victory tonight for the Thayer Bobcats?
You know, just handle the basketball and play at the pace we want to play at. You know, rebounding is going to be huge in games like this. I mean, if we can stay, you know, be competitive on the glass and do our part there and get out in transition and try to get some easy ones, I think the rebounding, though, is probably the biggest thing to watch, honestly.
Okay, and of course, shooting the ball well. I mean, that's something your team does, but you got to put the ball in the hole.
Yeah, and that's the one thing with basketball that's a little different than some of the other sports is the fact that from one day to the next, I mean, that can happen some days, and some days it just doesn't. But we're going to come out here tonight, and we're going to put the thing in the basket, and we're going to defend. And if we can rebound, I think it'll be a great game.
All right, so how are the kids taking this? I mean, they were in this similar situation a year ago, so I think they've got to kind of be getting used to it. But how are they working this week, and how are they feeling today?
I think they're good, and that's the one thing. I mean, these kids, they've been around this program for a long time, too. And even growing up, I mean, they've got to see us play in these games, and they expect to play in these games, and that's a big deal, too. I mean, if we were new at this, it would really, you know, that's just something you have to worry about. But we're not new at this, and I expect our guys to come out ready to play.
You know, don't look back too far, but the game last Friday night was Portageville. I mean, that had to be a good game to kind of get you ready for this one, because y'all had to come back under very tough circumstances, because that was a huge Portageville crowd over there Friday night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the thing about it, you find yourself battling adversity, and you find a way to come out on top. And you know, these guys have done that a few times this year. In that situation, in that setting, playing the way that plays it, which is, you know, similar to what we'll see tonight as far as what they do defensively. No, I think the way it's set up for us, it's set up pretty good, I think.
All right, Coach, any final words here for the folks? I agree with you. I think getting a huge crowd out to the ballgame tonight is monumental and is very important to the success of the Bobcats tonight.
Oh, very. I mean, you don't ever get home games in these situations. And due to everything that we're dealing with the pandemic, and we've got an opportunity to host a playoff game, And honestly, there may not have ever been a bigger game played here than there is tonight. You don't want to make it bigger than it is, but I mean, the first playoff game we've ever hosted, and I hope the community gets behind these guys, and we'd sure like to pack this place tonight.
All right, so what are the kids going to do today to prepare? I mean, are they just going through the regular classes and kind of like a regular day, and then at 6 o'clock we're going to turn it on?
That's what we're going to do. It's every day. I mean, you know, that's what we always talk about. I mean, every game to us is the same game as much as we can make it that way. Even in preparation, we don't prepare a lot. You know, our model of what we do on a day-to-day basis doesn't really change. We try to keep things the same as much as we can. And these guys will be in class today, and they'll do their normal thing, and we'll get ready to roll at 6.
All right, very good. Coach, thanks for taking a little time to talking with us today and giving us a little insight into tonight.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you.
All right, we'll see you there.